Thank you so much.
So what was your job in India? What was your profession?
Well, I was a registered physiotherapist in India, and I have worked over there for a year as a physiotherapist.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I'm here.
And what are you studying at CBU?
So right now I'm studying my post-graduation course in healthcare management. But in India, I did my bachelor's in physiotherapy. So after completing my study, I worked there for a year as a physiotherapist, and then I came here to study this.
So tell us about your work in Inverness at the Manor.
So right now, I'm working as a physical therapy assistant in this nursing home. And my job is to assist in a rehabilitation program with a physiotherapist and occupational therapist. As I was a physiotherapist in India, so right now I am in my credential process to become a physiotherapist in Canada too, and enjoying my time.
So you're working to become a credentialed physiotherapist in Nova Scotia?
Yes.
And what do you like about the work you're doing at the Manor, and what do you like about the work that you do as a physiotherapist?
Well, the main thing I like about my profession is I like to help people to get better. For example, I like to make people walk at first when they come into your clinic or anywhere with the wheelchair, and when they leave your clinic by walking. So it's a good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, at the Inverary Manor, I am enjoying myself a lot with talking with lots of residents. Like, this nursing home has lots of old age residents which require the nursing attention. So they are local people, usually around the Inverness or probably sometimes a little bit further away from the Sydney, Glees Bay. So I love to talk with them. I love to help them in their mobility. And I'm also getting lots of information about Cape Breton too.
Yes, I can imagine. What do you like about working with older people?
Well, the good thing about that is you get to know lots of things, like especially if I move to any place, I get very curious about their history and culture. So if you are entering into the new community, it's a good way to get to know their culture more better, right?
Yes.
So as, for example, I just got to know about the square dance, and especially at the Inverary Manor, most of the people are older over here, so they are connected to their family.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of people are coming and leaving and meeting them. So I'm also meeting lots of younger people too.
So tell me something that you learned about your new community from the stories that you get told by the people at work.
Right now I learned a little bit steps of the square dancing.
Oh, really?
Yes. And other than that, I am learning how Inverness is basically most of the Scottish people. So I'm learning more about them, their culture. Probably this is one of the good things I like about Cape Breton. Like, people are very friendly. They are helpful. And it's pretty new, you see. If you are coming from India, and over here, when someone is passing by and saying, hey, how are you? And it's a good feeling. It makes you feel that you are not alone over here.
So what are your plans?
Right now, I'm just preparing for my credentials, and after that, this summer, I'm planning to explore Cape Breton a lot.
Yeah.
Because I like to go around to the trails and to see beautiful landscapes around here, because as I'm staying in a beautiful part of Cape Breton.
So what are your long-term plans?
For a long-term plan, I'm just working on my credential, and then we'll be a physiotherapist. And for now, I'll do my residency over here at the hospital. For now, I'm thinking to stay into the Inverness,
mm-hmm.
as I am just getting settled over here, because now I know more people. At first, when I moved here, it was like I didn't know anyone. At first, it was a little bit different, like I don't have any friends and nobody to get to know around. But right now, all the people who are working with me, and they are getting along very well. So now I'll probably stay here.
What made you leave your other home? What made you leave India? What made you want to come to a new place, and B, to here?
More often, get more experience in the healthcare profession. Like, as I was studying to become a physiotherapist, I was studying more on the professional and getting more medical knowledge. But then I was also more into open up my own clinic.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to know that I need to acquire some business skills and the management skills rather than my medical knowledge to heal people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I was looking for more courses and the studies to do something in the healthcare management. I found this one. It was meeting my all the requirements. And as we talk about how I ended up in the Cape Breton, like there are a few courses in Ontario and the other part of provinces too. But I just like the Cape Breton. And I was watching the videos of Cabot Trail and all this stuff. But when I saw the Cape Breton University and the beauty of Cape Breton, I thought we should go over there so at least I can save some money in the tourism. So I don't have to go anywhere.
So you said that you were, getting instruction in the medical and practice side of physiotherapy. You're interested in learning more about the health management side, which is what brought you to the postgraduate degree at CBU so you could run your own clinic someday. Did you get to what you were looking for? Did you learn the things you wanted to learn?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So right now I just completed my 3 terms at CBU and I have learned lots of things. For example, accounting and human resource management and all stuff, which usually we don't learn at medical school.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was a good experience. New thing, but lots of things to learn.
So do you think you go back to India?
Well, right now I haven't made my mind about that, at what I'll do more. But right for now, I'm thinking to stay here.
Well, enjoy your summer touring Cape Breton.
Oh, probably. I'm just eagerly waiting for that.
Thank you for the conversation.
Yep. Bye.